important. You really matter. You are radiant, a noble being. Don't you see it? Don't you feel it? When you look inside, you can find it. Find your radiance. You can feel it. Feel your radiance. If you look, if you trust, if you look inside. Aren't you sick of the stress, the struggling, and the strife? How can you justify bending your entire life? Why are you still searching through the ashes and the dust? You will become one with the earth, and soon enough. Don't you hear the sighs of discontent? Don't you feel the nagging agitation from inaction and lack of purpose? Don't you sense the urgency? Wake up! Wake up! Grow up! Grow up! Not down. Take sustenance and you will grow strong. Love, prayer, service, focus, patience, knowledge, knowledge. That's the real manna, the hidden manna. Take sustenance and grow. Take sustenance and grow up. Reach out and like the plant reaching hungrily for sunlight. Drink in the knowledge like the parched animal at the cool brook in the scorching heat of the noonday sun. How can you suffer, wither, and die by choice when sustenance is so close? So necessary, so accessible. Grow up, please grow up. Rise up, unbend those knees except in prayer. Stand up, you were created noble. Rise up for that which you were created, stand up. You know it's impossible for anyone to continue to walk on you while you're standing up. Stop making it easy for them. Why do you approach life as though it were already doomed? How can you live with the thought of withering before you've even bloomed? You have a choice to grow, bend, or wither and die. And you continue to choose to bend and wither. I don't understand why. For everything there is a time. There is and will be a time for each. The manna is for your own good, so use it. Why must I preach? It's your legacy. It's been ordained. Why from approaching this loftiness do you refrain? Rise up. Please, rise up. Wake up.